Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. President Trump has confirmed that the United States plans to withdraw from a key nuclear weapons treaty with Russia. The Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, struck during the Cold War 3 decades ago, led to the destruction of hundreds of tactical nuclear weapons. Speaking at a campaign rally in Nevada, Mr. Trump accused Russia of not honoring the accord.
Russia has violated the agreement. They've been violating it for many years, and I don't know why President Obama didn't negotiate or pull out. We're not going to let them violate a nuclear agreement and go out and do weapons, and we're not allowed to. We're the ones that have stayed in the agreement, but Russia has not honored the agreement, so we're going to terminate the agreement. We're going to pull out.
Russia has previously denied U.S. claims that it's broken the agreement by developing and deploying banned missiles. Voting is resuming in Afghanistan's parliamentary election at hundreds of polling stations where people were not able to cast their ballots on Saturday. At least 28 people died in violence across Afghanistan on Saturday as insurgents sought to disrupt the election. Despite the violence, high numbers have turned out so far. Our correspondent, Lise Doucette, is in Kabul.
There's this extraordinary spirit in Afghanistan, which never fails to impress. This is a country which has been through 40 years of brutal war, with many Afghans saying the situation here is the worst it has ever been. And there's great cynicism in politicians, in the political process, and yet thousands of people have put themselves up to be candidates in these parliamentary elections, and more young, educated Afghans than ever before are putting themselves forward.
Hundreds of Central American migrants have taken to rafts and boats to cross the river on the border between Guatemala and Mexico in an attempt to continue their journey to the United States. Ali Makbul reports from the border.
Having left Honduras more than a week ago, trekked across Guatemala and overwhelmed local security forces there, up to 4,000 people were stuck on a bridge, with the Mexican border gates firmly shut. Some remain on the bridge, having made makeshift places to sleep and being supported by aid agencies. But hundreds decided they could no longer wait, taking rafts and boats to cross the river into Mexico illegally. President Trump's promised America's southern border will be closed to the migrants, but the promise of a better economic future for themselves and their families is proving a strong driving force.